from RTHK.
Coming up
on Video 3.
Come backstage with me, Judd Boaz, on Teen Time this week as we speak to Singaporean pop star Tabitha Nowser.
I'm not with the drama anymore, nah. I've been through the drama.
We're talking all about her latest tracks, her upcoming collaborations with different artists, and her early rise to superstardom through reality TV.
Oh my gosh, I didn't actually take the sudden fame very easily because it was such a huge show at the time, like, you know, reality, like, singing competitions were still huge at the time. Like, everybody knew about it. So when you were on that show, everybody knew who you were. I dropped out of school, actually, because of it, because I couldn't deal with, like, people staring or, like, you know, talking and stuff.
We also asked some hard-hitting questions like, what is Tabitha's favorite meme?
See, these are the kinds of questions that, like, always put me on edge because I'm like, I have so many in my head, but none will come out in the moment that I need it the most.
Very serious topic.
Memes? Yeah, memes are like, I don't play with memes, man. Legit.
We've got all that and much, much more with Tabitha Nowser. Every night this week, 9 till 10, right here on Radio 3, it's Teen Time.
Only with the commas when we're talking, though.
Your voice.
Watching videos or movies is more interesting than reading printed words.
Your artist.
Hi, I'm Niall from One Direction.
Hey, what's up? It's Katy Perry.
Hey, this is Lady Gaga.
What's up, guys? Justin here.
Hi, I'm Zayn Malik.
Yo, it's Chris Brown.
Your music. What about
what up, Teen Timers? How are you doing? How was your Tuesday? Was it good? I hope it's going to get a whole lot better now that you're listening to Teen Time. Lots of stuff coming up on the show. We've got Open Space with students from Sir Ellis Kadoorie Secondary School. I hope I pronounced that correctly. I'm not sure if I did. I just dropped my pen. We got more music on the way. We're going to dish on the Nicki Minaj-Cardi B feud, which has erupted on Instagram. We'll get to that a little bit later. Artist Profile with DJ Simon Wilson. Songbite with someone I will be interviewing next week as he makes his way to Hong Kong. That's very exciting. Wink, wink. And my backstage chat with Tabitha Nowser, former contestant on Singapore Idol and current pop star. All that and much, much more coming up on Teen Time. Time for some new music. This next band has one of the best names for a band I have ever, 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 ever heard. Their name is Great, Good, Fine, Okay. That's Great, Good, Fine, Okay. And this is their song, Easy.
No denying, somewhere in these words I know you're hiding. I was lying, said that I can't find the silver lining. As we go, you try to take it like a pro. I try to listen, but you know I barely understand. Nobody said it was easy.
Nobody said it was easy.
You
That was Great, Good, Fine, Okay, in any combination you like, with Easy. And next up we have a song I've really been digging from Major Lazer, celebrating 10 years since they first got together. Major Lazer here, featuring Tuv Lo with Blow That Smoke.
Open Space.
Hey guys, you're listening to Open Space. Judd Boas with you on Teen Time. I'm joined by four wonderful students. Guys, could you please introduce yourselves?
Hey, what's up, everyone? We're from Sarlis Kadri Secondary School from West Kowloon, and I'm Akriti from 5A.
I'm Rabji from 5A2.
And I'm Gurleen from 5A3.
I'm Yuki from 5A4.
Yeah, well done, guys. Comment below, right? Rate, like, subscribe. All that.
So, don't forget to share.
That's good. All right, so this is good because it kind of links into our topic today, right? What are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about social media.
So, first we
What is social media?
Social media is a platform where people all around the world get connected, can show their talent, their ability,
and what they can do. So it's a big platform for everyone to show their skills.
Okay, okay. So I'm a little bit older than you guys. I'm like a dinosaur compared to you, right? What do kids use these days for social media? What are like the big sites or whatever?
I think Instagram, Snapchat, mostly Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook's big. Anything else? Did I miss anything?
There's also some sites that are famous in those countries. For example, in Hong Kong, many locals use WeChat for communication, and also Twitter, yeah. Skype for video calls, all that.
All that good stuff. Which ones do you guys use?
Snapchat, Instagram.
Is Snapchat still really popular?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, after Kylie, yeah, it's still there.
Oh, yeah. But, like, she has an Instagram as well, right? With all the filters and everything?
Yeah.
It's all about the filters. That's really important. Yes. Okay, so, social media. We know what it is now. What about, is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, along with the positive impacts, there are also negative impacts with it. So, we want to talk about the positive effects and the negative effects of it.
Lay it on me. What are some positive, good things about social media?
Well, positive impacts are that, once again, it combines people together. You can communicate with people, even your friends or relatives that are outside of the place you live, for example, Hong Kong. And
yeah, but you can just write them a letter, right? It's the same thing.
But like letter, that's old and like...
it's old, yeah.
And it gets like, for example, if I email a letter to my home country, India, and it's going to be like 15 or a week. Gonna take for
at least, yeah. So social media is faster, right? Yes. That's a good thing.
Convenient.
Uh-huh. Do you think maybe it's too convenient, right? Because like letter, if I want to talk to someone, uh-huh. I can have to get up and go to the post office and write stuff and then send a stamp and everything, right? Yeah. But like WhatsApp, I can talk to them at 3 a.m. in the morning. I can never leave them alone if I don't want to, right? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, there are some... It depends on the person. If the person's very annoying.
If the person's crazy.
Yeah, but like, there are some things that the people who have made social media, like for example, there's a block button. You can block that person who like continuously messes you and all that.
Have you guys ever blocked someone? Yuki, have you ever blocked someone on social media?
Yes.
Really?
yes, I did. Because like, on social media, like in Instagram, I have ever blocked someone before because... like in social media there are so many people, they can make fake account, like they can harass you. I can say they can harass you, like sending some not really inappropriate photos. So I blocked that person.
Okay, block button is good, but that's like a negative thing, right? It's like strangers can just like post things on things. Well, sometimes I'll post a photo on Instagram and it's like, oh, do you want more followers? Follow my account and you can get more followers or something like crazy like that. Yeah. So there's bad things about it, right?
That's one of the negative, just easily people can contact you and all that. But then there's one more thing that, for example, when you're shopping online and then you have to give your personal information, that affects also. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, for the teenager, there's... now most is cyberbullying. People are getting bullied in the internet, and which can cause them to go into depression or either can cause death. And
can cause death?
Yeah. Many people died because of cyberbullying. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of case of that. And another thing I want to mention is that digital kidnapping, which is now also a biggest risk of internet, because digital kidnapping is like they'll steal someone's baby picture and then post it, and they will ask them to buy the baby or adopt the baby, which isn't even theirs. So
that sounds crazy. I've never heard of that before, but that's because I'm an old person. You guys are young and hip, right? What do you think, Girlene? What about like some health problems?
Some teenagers are suffering from health problems since they're like staying awake at midnight until 12 or 1 using their phones.
You say like teenagers, like we haven't all done this as well before. Like we've all done this before, right?
Yeah.
But do you like, so if you stayed awake till like midnight, right? Do you think it affects like your sleep or something?
Yeah,
or?
It does. Since whenever I stay awake at night, I usually get sick the other day. I get fever.
Really?
Yeah, I cannot stay awake. I start to have dark circle and my eyes get red. I just can't stay any longer.
Social media. But if you need to message someone or like find a gift to send someone, you have to stay up though.
Yeah, but not daily. Occasionally you can.
Okay, so we mentioned a lot of negatives. Are there any other positives to social media? Is there anything good about it otherwise?
Yeah, like people can show their talents easily. You don't have to go to American Talent. Yeah.
America's Got Talent. Have any of you like uploaded a YouTube video before about like singing or anything?
We tried.
Not YouTube, but like there's this app also called Musical.ly you post videos of you lip singing to some songs, doing transitions.
And this exists, right? People can find you online. Yeah.
Like in many countries, there are teenagers, getting famous due to Musical.ly and Vines as Jake Paul and Logan Paul.
But that's not even a thing anymore, right? Yeah, Vine is like disappeared.
Yeah, but they got famous from that.
So I want to ask you, right, because this is weird, but like even my parents are on Facebook now and Instagram now. Like they have it now, which is crazy to me because I thought it was only for young people, but apparently not. So where do you think in like 10 years or 20 years when you guys are like full adults, do you think people will still be using all the same social media or will they do something new?
I think something new will appear up.
Like soon, you think?
Soon, but I think the ones that we have right now are not going to go out of trend. Since Facebook, it's been used since many years and it's still in trend.
Mm-hmm.
It might be advanced. Like, the Facebook might be more advanced, updated.
Yeah. But I don't know how much more advanced it could get, right? Would it be like...
Maybe something like, you want a video chat? You just go inside the phone. It comes from the other side.
You're in the same room together or something? Like virtual reality?
Yeah. Who knows?
So anything else on social media, guys? Anything, any thoughts? Anything you want the other kids of Hong Kong to know?
Just that you have to be careful, because social media is a platform where it is half of the time fake but also real. Because some people have some, this is kind of like some young teens especially have relationships online,
which sounds crazy as well, right?
And then they're like, this that guy is my true love of life.
And I've never met him before.
Yeah, and so it can be dangerous and hurt your feelings, mental health, physical health. So just be careful and act smart.
Yes, I have heard about news, like this is really common in mainland China. It's about those kids using their parents' phone to like pay for the games and pay for the games and know some stranger in the social media and pay the stranger like those friends for the kid is like an adult, but yeah, and their parents discover this after their children have spent over 30 or 50,000 on those things. Yeah.
Well, like as you mentioned before, like we can show our ability and talent in YouTube. But not only we can show our talent and ability, we can also learn something from YouTube. Like we can learn to play guitars, and we can also learn to how to dance, Zumba, hip hop, like anything. So, yeah.
It also helps in our studies. Since for me, I'm an ethnic minority student and I have difficulties in Chinese. So I can just like, you know, use the Google Translate and translate how to write in Chinese or speak Chinese.
Yeah, next time you stay up all night, just tell like your parents or your teacher like, oh, I was on Facebook, but it was for like studying. I was on Instagram, but it was for studying. I think that will work.
Teen Time. Celeb News.
Celeb news, and we are going to detail a feud that has been a couple of years building and has reached another climax. I can't even begin to say why. I don't even know how it started, really. I tried to look it up. I tried to do my due diligence here. I tried to do some research like you do at school for a project. I couldn't find out why Cardi B and Nicki Minaj hate each other's guts. Maybe it's because, two... very successful black female rappers. Maybe there's only room in this town for one of them. Maybe it's like an old western. There's only room for one successful black female rapper, and it's either Nicki Minaj or Cardi B. They've been saying mean things about each other, tweeting each other. Nicki says Cardi B doesn't write any of her own songs and she pays to get them put on the radio, which I miss my paycheck if that's the case. And then Cardi B lashed out at Nicki Minaj saying, you know, she's a fake friend and she never liked me and blah, 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 all this stuff, right? It happens. It happens. But it escalated at a Fashion Week party earlier this year where apparently Cardi B threw her shoe at Nicki Minaj. Isn't that like the most wild thing you've ever heard? She threw her shoe at her and then she said, "No, you're the one that attacked me." Apparently, she was blaming Nicki Minaj for starting a fight and punching her in the face. Now, this has turned into a huge deal, right? Cardi B is claiming that Nicki Minaj started the fight, okay? She's claiming that security jumped her, blah, blah, blah. Here's what she had to say on an Instagram post. A little bit unhinged, a little bit wild. Let's listen to this, shall we?
One thing, Nicki Minaj, right? Think that I got ragged by Riley when there's so many footages of that night, every single angle, and where am I getting ragged at? Why would I be here sitting in line like, oh yeah, I did this, I did that, knowing that the next day there's gonna be so much footages of that same night? And second of all, how you say that I was the wild animal, that I attacked you, that you was mortified, that you was humiliated, playing the victim, but now you're the gangster? You need to pick a side. Do you want to be the victim or do you want to be the gangster?
Now, if you can make heads or tails of that, she's saying, why would I make something up when there's video footage? I know there's going to be video footage. Why would I make up and say that you attacked me? Why would I lie? And Nicki Minaj has gone even further, saying, you did attack me, and if anyone has footage of the incident, if anyone filmed it on their phone, I will give them $100,000 to show how much of a liar you are, Cardi B, and that you attacked me first and threw your shoe at me. This has gotten way, way out of hand. I don't understand why they can't be friends. Like, they can just do a song together, you know, make lots of money together. Why is it... why do they have to say mean things to each other and then start fights? I don't get. In any case, Nicki Minaj even went out and tweeted and saying they should do a lie detector test together and see who's really lying about who started the fight, who threw the shoe. It's really, really crazy. I don't know what's going to happen, guys. They have a weird, bizarre beef, and this Instagram thing from Cardi B is just nonsensical, is what I would say. Nicki even said, I know this stuff is entertaining and funny to a lot of people, but I won't be discussing this nonsense anymore. And Cardi B said we should keep it positive. I don't think her Instagram was very positive. She was very unhinged in it. Okay, that was the feud, okay? We're gonna cover that, I'm sure, as it escalates. Let's find out what's happening on this day.
Moving on with more of your new favorites.
Now.
We're talking what's happening on this day. It's the 30th of October, which is Create a Great Funeral Day. Okay, this is an odd one. Today is Create a Great Funeral Day. It aims to encourage people to pre-plan their funerals and spare their families stress involved when the time comes. Get loved ones to sit down together and talk about what they would want at their funeral. Is this not like the saddest on this day ever? Let's talk about when I'm going to die, Mum and Dad. I don't think anyone our age probably needs to plan a funeral, not any of the Team Time listeners. Maybe your grandparents might want to think about it, but it is interesting to talk about, right, with your friends. Like, if I die, when I die, what would you want to happen at your funeral? Obviously, I assume people are going to be really sad and crying, but I want it to be a little bit of a party at my funeral, right? I want them to not be, like, sad that I'm gone, but celebrating how awesome I was and how lucky they were to have me in their lives, right? So, like, when I walk in to the funeral, like, I'll be laying there, obviously, like, open casket, obviously, and I'll want music playing, maybe, like, Arctic Monkeys or something really cool, really slick. I want that playing for my funeral, okay? And then I want there to be lots of food. I'm not sure if people will have appetites, but I want there to be, like, pizza around and fishbowl noodles and, like, lots of soft drinks and stuff. That's what I want, and I want it to be a party. And then there'll be, like, sweet movies playing. All my favorite movies will be playing. Like, all the Marvel movies on one wall, and then, like, the Batman movies on the other wall. Okay, this is what I want for my funeral, okay? It doesn't have to be your funeral. And then everyone gets up and gives a speech about how cool Judd was. Like, Judd was such a cool dude. And then we all listen to an episode of Teen Time together. And then they set me on fire and spread my ashes around Hong Kong. That's the perfect funeral for me. You plan your great funeral and you let us know at facebook.com/teentimer3. What would you like to happen at your funeral? in, you know, I'm hoping 70 years time when you pass away. Okay, let's go to some music, shall we? We're just talking about this huge, ridiculous feud between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. They don't like each other. They've been fighting. But a couple of girls that Nicki Minaj does like are Little Mix, and she teamed up with them on this song. It's Little Mix, Nicki Minaj, Woman Like Me.
I always say what I'm feeling. I was born without a zip on my mouth. Sometimes I don't even mean it. It takes a little while to figure me out. I like my coffee with two sugars in it. High heels and my jewelry dripping. Drinking, I get all fired up. Hey, hey, hey. Insecure, but I'm working with it. Many things that I could get rid of. Ain't nobody give it up. I made a few mistakes, I regret it nightly. I broke a couple hearts and I wear on my sleeve. My mama always said, girl, you're troubling. And now I wonder, could you fall for a woman like me? And every time we talk, on the couch, or we could just go out for the evening. Hopefully end up with your kiss in my mouth, baby. You got them blue jeans with a rib up in my head with your fingers in it. Love it when you turn me on. Young Sam with a little bit of love drunk in the middle with a get down to our favorite song. I made a few mistakes, I regret it nightly. I broke a couple hearts and I wear on my sleeve. My mama always said, girl, you're troubling. And now I wonder, could you fall for a woman like me? And every time we talk, a woman like me. Soon as I brush up on them, I can tell they like me. You know all them on them, my traffic swipe me. Now that up, he can't afford to ice me. Tell them that's the batch for me, bitch, in your area. But the more bad, then the more merrier. Baddies to my left and to the right, a little scarier. Good boy, tell me, can you handle all this dairy? I'm getting my billion. Greatest of all time, cause I'm a chameleon. I switch it up for every era, I'm really bomb. These people really wanna be Nicki, I'm really mom. Apple cut the check, I want all this money. Seven up, go grip the tech, and leave all this bloody. It's the queen and Little Mix, skated on, I'm sorry. My daddy is Indian, all is curry. Woman like me, like a woman like me. La la la, woman like me. Feel the same.
Teen Time Songbite.
Songbite today comes from a British singer-songwriter. His name is Callum Scott. And guess what? I think I'm interviewing Callum Scott this week. I usually don't say this on air in case, like, I don't get the interview, but I think it'll be fine, okay? I'm going to interview him. We're going to have him on backstage a little bit later. He has a new album out called Only Human. And this song in particular is called No Matter What. And it's about the 30-year-old singer talking about coming out as a gay man and telling his parents. And he was really, really scared about telling his parents, as you would be, because you don't want them to hate you or to disown you or to say, you know, you're not my son anymore. But they said, we love you no matter what. No matter if you're gay, you're straight, whatever, we love you no matter what. And that's where the title of the song, No Matter What, comes from. Let's go into verse 1 with Callum Scott. When I was a young boy, I was scared of growing up. I didn't understand it, but I was terrified of love. Felt like I had to choose, but it was out of my control. I needed to be saved. I was going crazy on my own. So this is really referencing the confusion that Callum Scott would have felt when he is discovering his sexuality, discovering that maybe he likes boys instead of girls, and he felt like he was going crazy, it was out of his control, and he didn't know what to do. And then the final part of verse 1, which I really like, it took me years to tell my mother, I expected the worst, I gathered all the courage in the world. So he's beginning, he's fighting against every instinct, and he's being really brave, and he's going to tell his mother what's going on. Let's take a listen to verse 1.
It took me years to tell my mother, I expected the worst, I gathered all the courage in the world.
And so the chorus that really sums it up, really emotional chorus, I would say this is one of Callum Scott's most personal songs he's ever written, because it's so, you know, ingrained in his own life, and it's really important to him. And he's sharing that with us. He's sharing this really special moment. So the chorus, when she said, I love you no matter what, I just want you to be happy and always be who you are. She wrapped her arms around me, said, don't try to be what you're not, because I love you no matter what. Unconditional love. Of course his parents were going to love him, and it's the same for most parents around the planet. They just want you to be happy. They want you to be who you are inside. If you're really honest with them, tell them what's going on, and they will love you no matter what, no matter what happens. Let's take a listen to this chorus.
She said, I love you no matter what. I just want you to be happy and always be who you are.
And a little bit of sadness in verse 2 when he says, riding on the pavement, every sunny day was grey. I trusted in my friends, then all my world came crashing down. I wish I never said a thing, because to them I'm a stranger now. Which is a little bit sad. He's a little bit older, maybe he's in school at this point, maybe he's in high school, and he tells his friends that he is a gay man, and they don't want to be friends with him anymore. They treat him like a stranger, which is very sad. Some people can be really judgmental, especially at school age. I mean, you guys are in a school, you would understand. Sometimes it can be hard being yourself and being true to yourself, and unfortunately, the friends didn't feel that they wanted to be friends with Callum anymore because he was gay. Let's listen to verse 2.
I trusted in my friends, then all my world came crashing down. I wish I never said a thing, cause to them I'm a stranger now.
And this final verse, verse 3, again, a summation. Even though he's told his mother and he's told his friends that he's gay at this point, he still hasn't told the father, which is obviously a big thing, you know, a big masculine figure in his life. You always don't know how a dad might react if you tell them that, you know, you're not into girls, you're into boys or something, or vice versa, if you're a girl and you tell them you're a lesbian or something. You don't know how they're going to react, but it's the same thing. Verse 3 ends, I walk the earth with my head held higher, I got the love that I need, but I was still missing one special piece. My father looked at me and he said, I love you no matter what. So his father also accepted him for who he is. Really sweet song, really personal song, and it's nice that Callum is sharing this with us, his fans. I think that's really nice as well. So hopefully I get to interview him and I'll ask him about this song and we'll cover it all on Backstage. So hey, stay tuned for that. We got more coming up, but first, here's Callum Scott, his new song, No Matter What.
When I was a young boy, I was scared of growing up. I didn't understand it, but I was terrified of love. Felt like I had to choose, but it was out of my control. I needed to be saved, I was going crazy on my own. It took me years to tell my mother, I expected the worst. I gathered all the courage in the world. She said, I love you no
just want you to be happy and always be who you are. She wrapped her arms around me, said, don't try to be what you're not, 'cause I love you no matter what. She loves me no matter what. I got a little older, wishing all my time away, riding on the pavement, every sunny day was gray. I trusted in my friends, then all my world came crashing down. I wish I never said a thing, 'cause to them I'm a stranger now. Well, I ran home, I saw my mother, it was written on my face. Felt like I had a heart of glass about to break. She said, I love you no matter what. I just want you to be happy and always be who you are. She wrapped her arms around me, said, don't try to be what you're not, 'cause I love you. The earth with my head held higher. I got the love that I need, but I was still missing one special piece. My father looked at me. He said, I love you no matter what. I just want you to be happy and always be. Said, don't try to be what you're not, 'cause I love you no matter what. He loves me no matter what. And they love me no matter
are essential, but they also spread germs. To prevent infections, including emerging infectious diseases, we should wash hands thoroughly before touching our eyes, nose and mouth to prevent germs getting into our body through the mucous membranes. Before eating and after going to the toilet, or after sneezing or coughing, use liquid soap or 70 to 80% alcohol-based hand rub to thoroughly clean your hands for at least 20 seconds.
Teen Time Artist Profile.
Hi guys, it's Tuesday night. I'm Simon Wilson, along for tonight's Teen Time Artist Profile, and we're shining the spotlight on All Saints. All Saints are a girl group formed in London in 1993. They were founded as All Saints 1975 by members Melanie Blatt, Shazdy Lewis and Simone Rainford. The group struggled to find commercial success on being signed to ZTT Records and were dropped by the label shortly after Rainford left the group. In 1996, the group was joined by sisters Nicole and Natalie Appleton and signed to London Records under their shortened name. The group's debut album, All Saints, in 1997, peaked at number 2 on the UK album charts and went on to become the third best-selling girl group album of all time in the UK. The album contained 3 UK number ones, Never Ever, Under the Bridge, Lady Marmalade and Booty Call. Never Ever is the second best-selling girl group single of all time in the UK, behind only the Spice Girls' Wannabe. All Saints also won 2 Brit Awards, Best British Single and Best British Video, and the group were nominated for Best British Breakthrough Act. Their second album, Saints and Sinners, in the year 2000, became their first number one album and achieved multi-platinum success. It included the UK number one singles Pure Shores and Black Coffee. Amid infighting among the group members, All Saints split the following year. The group later reformed after signing to Parlophone Records to release their third studio album, Studio One, in 2006. However, the album bowed out at number 40 in the UK, and All Saints were promptly dropped by Parlophone shortly afterwards. Following a second split in 2009, the group reunited in 2014 for a series of live performances, prompting the group to sign to London Records for a second time and release their fourth album, Red Flag, in 2016. By January of that year, All Saints had sold over 12 million records. Testament is the fifth studio album by English-Canadian girl group All Saints, released on the 25th of July this year. So far, the album spawned the single Love Lasts Forever and Glorious. Here on Teen Time Artist Profile, with the third single lifted from their fifth studio album, Testament, this is All Saints and Love Lives Forever.
When you find it.
Teen Time Artist Profile. I'm Simon Wilson, and that was All Saints with the third single lifted from their fifth studio album, Testament. That was Love Lasts Forever. Well, if you'd like to get in touch with us here at Teen Time, if you have any comments or requests, just surf on over to our website, rthk.hk/teentime. I'll be back tomorrow night with another artist profile. In the meantime, up later tonight, we have Question of the Week. And of course, your requests. But right now, it's time to go backstage.
Teen Time.
On Radio 3.
Teen Time. Backstage.
Heading backstage with Tabitha Nowles, a former contestant on Singapore Idol, now fully fledged pop star in the music biz. We're going to talk all about that and much, much more. Here she is. Tabitha Nowser. And speaking of Instagram, of course, we did more like stalking. And you saw Chance the Rapper really recently, wasn't that? Yeah. That looked amazing as well.
It was insane. So, like, first of all, I didn't even think he would ever come to Singapore. The fact that he did. Well, I mean, you know, we don't really get a lot of like big, like urban artists coming down in the first place. So to have Chance the Rapper come down was a big deal. So for sure, I was like, yep, I'm definitely going to go down and watch it. So I cut my Hong Kong trip short. My last Hong Kong trip short, so I just could be like, I need to go see. So I did, and but it was amazing. Like, I just loved his energy and like, yeah, just his energy, his vibe. He's so positive, and everything that he spoke about on stage just felt so real. And I loved it. I loved every bit of his. Actually, I loved his backup singers a lot. They just made a whole difference to the entire like vibe of the show and feel of the show, because they were like gospel singers, and I love that. So it just brought a bit of like church to the show, which I loved.
If you cried, I understand. I can
I
totally
did a little bit. I got so emotional. I was like, oh yes. Yeah, but I loved it.
Have you thought about collaborating? Did you not want to maybe like sneak backstage and say, hey, you want to check out my CD, Chance? Mr. Chance?
So that's the thing, right? Everyone always assumes like, oh, because you're an artist, like you would just be forward and be like, yo, listen, like I got this song. But I'm actually not like that. I'm pretty shy. So, you know, I think if I did meet him in person, I don't think I would have done that. I think I would have, like, my best friend or something would have been like, yo, hey, so she sings. But, like, I wouldn't be the one that would be like, yo, hey, I sing. You know what I mean?
What you need is, like, a LinkedIn for artists, like musicians.
Yes.
Or, like, a Bumble for artists. And you just, like, you want to collab? Let's collab.
Yes, yes. Or get a hype man that goes around with you everywhere and then have the hype man do that bit for you.
Are you advertising for a hype man position? What are your criteria? What do you need? All woman? All woman? Hype man? All woman?
All woman, yes.
What would you want in the ultimate hype person?
That hype person has to be like 150% all the time, and make me laugh, and yell DJ Khaled quotes. Yes, another. Oh! Okay.
Oh, maybe I'm a
fan. Maybe you could be my hype man.
Okay, okay. One thing at a time.
What else? Yeah, and be able to party and take shots with me.
But also, but they have to carry you home.
Yes. How did you know I was going to add that bit?
Never leave alone. What you promising to me? Soon as we get home. Introduce me to the sheets again. Take your hands, put them on me. Generate the motions of love. Run it by your lip below me. We move like an ocean. Oh, falling down, but it feels like flying. What you're doing to me? And I don't care if we crash this party, long as you're with me. Falling, but it feels like flying. What you doing to me?
It is dangerous to use folding ladders when working at height because they are often insecure and unstable. A proper working platform should always be used, including proper guardrails and toe boards. Falling just a few feet can cause serious and sometimes fatal injury. Always use a suitable working platform. When working at height, safety comes first.
That just about does it for the show. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will be back tomorrow. We've got a movie review from Tom Latter. I'm looking forward to that. Latter on Film. It's been a while since we've had that. Question of the week: what is your favorite junk food? What is your favorite unhealthy food? We got plenty of prizes to give away, so facebook.com/teentimer3 is your destination. We've got more music coming up, and then Uncle Ray is going to take you through to the early hours of the morning. Okay, I'll see you then. Bye-bye. See what the future holds.
And the latest on the weather: fine with low humidity, minimum temperature overnight of 23 degrees, sunny periods during the day with a maximum of 28 Celsius, and moderate to fresh northerly winds. Currently 25 degrees, humidity at 41%.